The first pass ever thrown in a game at the new Highmark Stadium went to Khalil Shakir, a 21-yard play-action completion on Josh Allen's opening snap, per the Associated Press via Spectrum News. Shakir finished the night with two catches for 41 yards in the 29-14 win over Carolina, per Lou Landers at the Big Lead. One snap is one snap. But if you wanted a single image of the June argument, Allen's first read in the Joe Brady head coaching era, going where it usually goes, is the one. The June case, for those new to it, we said Shakir's value is built from the stickiest material in football. Target share repeats year over year more reliably than any other receiver stat, and Shakir held about a fifth of Buffalo's targets whenever he played, with a catch rate north of 75% for three straight seasons. The question hanging over him was never his own game. It was the March trade for DJ Moore, and how much of Allen's attention a proven veteran would pull away. Coach Brady had said in the spring that Shakir was a focal point of the offense, and that Moore's arrival should help both receivers by splitting coverage attention. This week was the first live test of that claim. The test came back on thesis. With Moore active and catching three balls himself, Shakir still opened the game as the first look and produced efficiently in his limited series. Nothing in the practice reporting this window cut against him, and he came out of the opener healthy, which quietly distinguishes him from Moore and Keon Coleman, who both exited Saturday with leg injuries of unconfirmed severity. Does the June read hold? Confirmed, at the scale one preseason opener allows. The bet was that the target share is his identity and survives Moore's arrival, and the first sliver of evidence agrees. We flag the sample size honestly. Two catches settle nothing, and the real answer arrives when September target counts exist. Next week, Shakir's share of Allen's throws at Cleveland on Saturday, especially if Moore or Coleman sit and the target tree temporarily thins, and any sign of where he stands in the red zone pecking order. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.